Strength and vulnerability go hand in hand together.
Yeah.
Hey there, and welcome back to another episode of The Rising Tide with Tara Barrow, where I share life experience learning lessons with you and you get to try them on or completely ignore it if you don't feel like it. Yep, that is totally okay. Today's episode, strength and vulnerability. I noticed when I was in Mexico that it was one particular week where I felt both super vulnerable into a point where I completely opened up. I felt everything that was going on into my body that was pushed away from like the whole year. And then at the same time, I felt so strong because of what I was able to create on the side. And I'll go through the week and I'll elaborate through it. I'd reached out to a company that I wanted to work with. And there's going to be another episode of that, by the way, of how I went forward to make something happen for myself. And so on the Tuesday, it was after reaching out and they replied back to me, and I had a one-on-one call with one of the owners of the company. It's a small company. And the call went super good. I did not try to sell. I serve. This was on a digital marketing strategy call. I was curious, open-minded. I said what I did know. I said what I didn't know and what I wanted to know more of from them. I listened. I already had ideas that I had shared with them by email. During the call, I also shared more ideas after listening, questioning so much of their functioning, of their values, what the owners wanted to get out of them, and so much, like, super in depth. And at the end of the call, it was just, I felt great. I can't talk for the other person in front of me who was on the video call. They did say to me that it was the first time anybody was so attentive and listened to them so in details to work with them in that way, which for me, it's a highlight, and I aim to do that when I work with people in whichever capacity that I can work with them. Because by listening to somebody's need that I want to work with, then I can serve them better. And that's my functioning. So that happened on the Tuesday. On the Wednesday, as I was in Mexico, I had a crystal healing session. Yeah, it's funny. I feel weird when I say that the crystal part. Believe it, don't believe it, you choose. If for me, it was an energetic healing. I was curious, I wanted to give it a try. And what happened at the end of the session, so the session was over, lasted a couple of hours actually, because first there's a talking, then there's a crystal part, and then there was the post part. And it was the post part of the session that was very, I did not expect it. I had no expectations whatsoever with that session, but I did have the intention of allowing myself to be truly who I am, being me, and listening to that inner guidance. And so on an energy level, she was saying that I didn't have any blocked, stuck energy, that I did have some stagnant chakras along my body. Chakras are energy centers, if you follow that. And one thing she did mention at the end was I was holding on to a lot of sadness. At that moment, my eyes started to water. I choked up. I couldn't really because all my emotions were coming up, like everything. And she looked at me and she was like, well, what is it? And it made me smile. I was like, is this a boy? And I don't know. Two words. Hong Kong, COVID. In the year review, I mentioned what was going on a little bit so you can go, but I started bawling. And I think that proceeded for a good 45 minutes where I let everything out. This was a safe space. She listened to me, she was curious, she questioned, and just by sharing and letting it out, there was so much of the weight of the heaviness that I just had not allowed myself to feel this while I was in Hong Kong, because while I was there and living through all these things, I felt that if I allowed myself to feel it, I would break into a million pieces, that I would not be able to function anymore, and I would be completely lost internally. And I wanted to show up at work, do my job right, and just keep on going. And I numb my mind, I numb my emotion, and I just forged and kept on going. Because that's what I thought I needed to do. I don't know if I would have broken down if I did any of this. I have no idea, right? Because, but I knew I wanted to process these emotions somehow, some way, and there was something in me that knew that. And those 45 minutes just, I just so much letting go. How emotions function in your body. When an emotion come up, it could either because you're triggered by something, an action has happened, or somebody has said something, it triggered, or you just see something, right? An emotion lasts for 90 seconds in your body. Once you feel that, allow that emotion to feel, it's gone. If you choose to not feeling, then you're pushing it down. Your body is not processing that emotion. You're bottling up that emotion within your body, deep inside of you. So your body isn't healing through what it's meant to feel. And there's more and more studies showing that your feeling is a way of your body processing emotions. And it goes with the mind as well. So you're bottling up all these emotions, and that stagnant energy hold up into your body, all these emotion there, will start to damage your body from within on a physical level, because you're adding push down stress inside your body. By feeling those emotions, straight when it goes, by the way, not comfortable. Even a 90 second emotion coming down right there, feeling, not comfortable at all. It's uneasy, especially at the beginning. Like, what's going on? I'm feeling this. I don't know what. It's the thinking that holds onto the emotion and keeps it going, and the stories that you're telling inside in your head. So a thought happens, an emotion gets felt, the emotion leaves. Like, with the 90 seconds you're gone, the emotion leaves. If you keep holding it thinking, then you'll keep feeling it. So every time you think, you can feel. Think, feel, think, feel. So the 90 seconds can be repeated over and over again if you keep thinking the same thing over and over again, right? And this is you doing this to yourself. There's nobody externally doing any of this. Of course, if there's any trauma or things like that, strong traumatic events that happen into your life, that's another thing as well. But you listen to me, which I'm believing, quite the same person. Yeah, if you're feeling negative feelings over and over again, it's the stories in your head. I'm calling you out there. I am. Let's take a mini break, and sponsored to you by Tara Bar One-on-One Coaching. Yes. Why do I do all this? Why do I share the podcast and talk to you and share this? Is because all the tools that I have learned coaching myself, and I've joined a online coaching course to learn even more tools, use them on myself, remove a whole bunch of blocks and limiting beliefs so that I can work with you and do exactly the same. Because as you work towards your goal, towards the change you want to create into your life, the more actions you take, the closer you get to your goal, the more doubts, limiting beliefs, fears will come up. And as you get closer to your goal, the resistance gets super high. And it's realizing then that you're about to reach a goal, and how do you work through that? And that's where it is, the one-on-one coaching, where you get guidance, you get to have somebody guide you and notice when these fears, limiting beliefs, and doubts show up, creep up in your life, and work with them on a deeper level to work where really it's coming from, the story, the conditioning from the past that have created all this, so that it alleviates it, and then you get to go towards the goal and objective you're working on. If you're interested to know a little bit more, head to tarabarot.com/offerings. It's tarabarot.com/offerings.
Yep.
All right, continuing. We've got the Tuesday and the Wednesday. On the Thursday, because after the call that I had on the Tuesday morning, the next step was like, how do you visualize? I was asked, how do I visualize how to work together with the owner of the company, one of the owners of the company that I reached out. And I proceeded to write a 6-month digital marketing strategy plan, where month 1 and 2, 3 and 4, 5 and 6, everything detailed from the owners to myself, everything that. I really finished the full of it on Thursday. I created an extensive 8-page Word document for, 6-month digital strategy marketing plan. And I sent it over. When I did that, I was just wowed by what I was able to do. It showed my capacity, and just that I was able to create everything before and come to that point. Just the boost of self-confidence. I felt confident, strong, capable of doing whatever else was brought up my way next, and just super refreshing. Like, congrats, Tara, you know? You went for it, you did this, you created it, and in like 24 hours, you managed to create a 6-month work plan and send it over, and with full confidence. Like, there was no, I didn't need to over research. There's for certain things that I did, mostly on the company, that I wanted to make sure I got things right. And I sent it over, and it was woohoo celebration. On the Friday, I attended a cacao ceremony, again in Mexico. This was all while I was in Mexico. There was more crying, more letting go, and again, I felt lighter afterwards. And I was also sharing this process with people I was talking to around me in the hostel. So that hostel was, there's something around with travelers, because people travel alone or in couples, you create bonds a lot quicker than usual because everybody supports one another. That's what I've noticed. And in the hostel that I was staying, it was the guests, that's what they were doing. Not every single one of them, but longer term guests were definitely doing that. And you find a supporting community like no other. It's just incredible. Felt held, listened to, loved, just in a beautiful way. And yeah, Tuesday through Friday, that was what it was. But at the end of these all events, just realizing that allowing myself to be open to share, I don't share with everybody. I'm picky in that, as in there's people that I feel I can share with and there's people that I don't feel like I can share with. And you get to know those who you can share, who are there, who can listen and just be there, and those who will have something to say to you and will have to fix your problem and think they know all the answers. Yeah, those people, the second one, I don't share. This is just, that's like, and I have a series on the podcast, like, what does support look like? And you can see how these people find their support crew and how they figure it out. Actually, the one with Laura Villalobos is a good one, how she knows how to choose the people that she shares with, depending on the situation that she's in. So this week was, that particular week, was one week where vulnerability and strength came hand in hand. There's actually a quote from Brené Brown that, I mean, I I have learned so much from Brené Brown. I keep reading her her books and watching her talks, TED Talks and series online. And I can't remember if I've said this in the episode, but I'm going to wrap it up anyways. The difficult thing is that vulnerability is the first thing I look for in you. And the last thing I'm willing to show you. In you, it's courage and daring. In me, it's a weakness. Brené Brown. She's an expert on shame and vulnerability, and I just love how she shares everything. Just, yeah, learned so much from her. So my invitation to you is tune into your body when you're feeling something. Avoid numbing yourself. It's not going to be comfortable, right? And sense who you can reach out to share whatever you're feeling at that moment. Share with somebody you know that is going to just be there and listen. You can also do a little disclaimer pre-sharing. And I've actually done that with a few people saying, there's something I'd like to share with you. Could you just... I don't need a reply. I don't need an answer. I don't need a solution. I would just like to share it with you. Would you be open to hearing it just in that way, without the need of replying, fixing it, or answering? If the person is okay, then I can share. And it was the case that it was okay. And obviously, it's not easy to hear because it's something hard for you that sometimes you're sharing. And what I did afterwards was I could see that the person was a little bit at ease. She did say that she was okay to hear it, by the way. So I did ask if that was okay, and she said yes. And I did say afterwards, like, because she's like, I don't know what to say. It's like, you don't need to say anything. I don't want you to feel like you need to say anything. But I did ask, like, how do you feel? Just ask her feedback on how she felt. And then we can talk about this in an open way. And that allowed the space to be a safe, heard, open space for both of us. And it works. So, yeah. Allow yourself to feel. You're a beautiful person. And your emotions make you human. That's totally okay to feel. And it's not going to feel good all the time. But it's okay. And by the way, when you let yourself feel it, it flies away afterwards. So you hold on to it less longer. That's a really big bonus. And yeah, and reach out to somebody that you feel like they would be open to hearing you out mindfully. And if you've taken anything away from this, let me know. I'm on socials at Tara Barrow, T-A-R-A-B-A-R-O-T. And if this has helped you and you feel like it could help somebody else, share it. Share it with somebody else. I mean, this is why I'm doing all this, so that my learnings, experience, and hurt moments may help you, so that, you know, you don't have to maybe hurt as much. Or also know that you're not alone in this. Because you're definitely not. Alright, till next time. Bye.